Today, jury selection will begin in Milwaukee for a former police officer, Dominique Hagan Brown, fatally shot a 23-year-old by the name of Seville Smith last summer. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, the killing sparked 2 days of violence in the Sherman Park neighborhood.
For 48 hours last August, Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood captured people's attention across the country. What they saw on TV were images of police in riot gear, buildings burning, and crowds of angry people. It followed the police killing of a young black man. A few days later, we spoke with community activist Camille Mays.
Like, they could go rebuild their buildings. How do we rebuild hope and trust with the system? How do we, like, have growth in our communities? Like, that's what we need to get to.
Mays says anger had been building for quite some time before the shooting over the lack of good-paying jobs, quality schools, and over-policing. For some people, the police killing of Seville Smith lit the flame. Earlier in the day on August 13th, Officer Dominique Hagan Brown and his partner attempted to stop a vehicle. The people inside fled on foot, and a chase pursued. From the beginning, the MPD and Mayor Tom Barrett insisted Seville Smith was armed and that the body camera the officer was wearing would prove the shooting was justified.
I have, however, seen a still photo extracted from that. And that still photo demonstrates without question that he had a gun in his hand. And I want our community to know that he had a gun in his hand.
Then, late last year, the Milwaukee County District Attorney charged the former officer with homicide. According to the complaint, Seville Smith slipped during the chase and dropped his gun. He then picked it up and turned toward the officer who fired the first shot. It's the second shot that has been called into question. The DA says it occurred after Smith had tossed his gun over a fence. Smith's family has faced a lot of emotions when attending the pretrial hearings for Hagan Brown, according to Von Mays.
His body language, how he interacts, his almost emotionless attitude, that takes a toll on the people in the court. I know a lot of the times their reactions when we leave the court is like extreme. Distraught, they cried.
Mays is sitting at Sherman Park, the place where a lot of the tension occurred last summer and a lot of the gatherings that healed. He has started a youth organization called Program the Parks. Mays says he hopes anger does not boil over again, but if it does, he'll work to defuse it. For him, justice would be a court convicting the former officer of homicide. It would carry up to a 60-year sentence. Hagan Brown will also go to trial in August on sexual assault charges. They're separate from the Smith shooting and the reason the MPD fired the officer. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.